أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24. اكتشفوا المزيد من القصص العظيمة على sbs.com.au/arabic.
بواحد شباط فبراير 2020 وقع هذا الحادث المشؤوم. 7 أطفال كانوا ماشيين على الرصيف جنب البيت رايحين يشتروا آيس كريم. 4 منهم فارقوا الحياة فورا إثر الحادث. 3 منهم أنثوني، سيانا وأنجلينا أبناء داني عبد الله وليلى، وأيضا فيرونيك صقر بنت بريدجت صقر أيضا قريبتهم. أخيرا صدر الحكم يوم الجمعة، حكم على سامويل ديفيدسون بالسجن لمدة 28 عام، ولن يتمكن من استئناف الحكم إلا بعد مرور 21 عاما على الأقل. We're joined this morning by Danny. Thank you so much, Danny, for joining us this morning. May God rest their souls in peace. You and Leila have forgiven the driver, giving Australia and the world a lesson in forgiveness and a true example of faith. I know no sentence, no matter how tough, will bring them back, our four beautiful angels, but do you feel justice has been served, Danny?
From day one, I've focused solely on my wife and my kids. Whether justice was served or not, nothing's ever going to be enough. Even if he died tomorrow, it's still not enough, because ultimately I want my kids back, and that's not going to happen. So I had to focus on Leila and Liana, Alex and Michael.
Danny, you had a lot of powerful messages to give out to people. One of them was the culture of binge drinking. And you said courts are not a place for revenge. Can you please clarify this message a little bit further?
What I believe is the culture in Australia, we really encourage people to drink themselves stupid, where the purpose of alcohol, you have a glass of wine with your family as a celebration, but people, they just drink and drink and drink to the point of they're not in control of themselves. And it's a very big problem. And that's what happens. He was a young man. He started drinking from 7 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. And he was not in the right state of mind. And it's because it's the culture here, that's one thing that disappoints me.
At the same time, Danny, the remorse and regret of the drunk driver were clear in the letter that was read by the judge. He said he'd do anything to go back in time and just be sober and never leave the house on that day. Did that make you feel better in any way that he's learned his lesson? It's a message for all the drivers who might think of driving under the influence of alcohol.
Look, nothing's going to make me feel better because, you know, the loss is so big. But look, I understand that he does regret it. And look, he has a father and mother. They lost their daughter, and now they've lost their son to jail in for 21 years. So it's not a win-win for anyone, the situation.
It's like Bridget said, everyone lost in this tragedy.
Correct.
Danny, you've thanked the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, his wife Jenny, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian for the ongoing support throughout the grieving months. We've seen a side that we haven't previously seen. What do you have to say about the Prime Minister and his wife Jenny?
The day before the sentencing, he rang me and said, "Danny, I'm just checking in on you. I just want you to know I'm thinking of you and your family. I just want to, keep your faith strong." We had. I'm not saying it, and I mean it with all my heart. One of the greatest leaders in the world, a man of humility, love, respect. He's just like any normal person. He's very humble and caring. And Jennifer has always been talking to Leila, checking in and speaking to Bridget as well. How are you guys going? I'm always thinking of you guys. I'm praying for you guys. We are so blessed in this country, and to have, we've got the best leaders, even the opposition leaders, the parliament, the way they conduct themselves, we are so blessed.
What about the Four Angels Law, Danny? That's going to be engraved in history, in your legacy as well, that you've taken the initiative, you've spoken with the Premier and the government of New South Wales, and this is a law now. The penalties are going to be doubled for everyone who would drive under the influence of alcohol and drugs at the same time. Do you think this will help in a way, maybe teach people the lesson and send a strong message to those who might think of doing that?
It will send a strong message, absolutely. But we need to do more. We need to look at passenger accountability. If someone is really, really drunk, and the passenger is as well, I believe they both should be charged. Because they, if we can get that law out, that would be better. If it was four kids drinking, and one of them decides to drive, the other three would say, no, I don't want to get charged. I'm not coming in the car with you. And if they don't go in the car, he would more than likely catch a cab because he doesn't want to leave his friends. Parents would say to the kids, if you're drunk and you're in the car, you're going to get charged too. Don't go in a car with someone intoxicated or you believe that someone's been drinking alcohol and driving. So that would be a positive step forward as well.
Danny, the legacy of the four children will live on through the I Forgive Day. And also, we have noticed how in their young years have summarized a lifelong of values and influence. Tell us a little bit more of I Forgive Day and the message that you want to give to the people to hug their children and to love them unconditionally.
I Forgive Day started with Layla, wanted to do something in honor of the kids. And the day they launched the Four Angels Law, we asked to meet with the premier. Layla was going to do this on social media. She said, look, do you mind if we have the day of remembrance of the kids, a tribute to the kids called I Forgive Day? Because the way the nation responded when Layla forgave the driver. The premier said, look, we would be honored and it would be our pleasure to do something in the state. And then the Prime Minister said, look, we want to be a part of it as well. And it became something national. And you know what it is? It's a day where all walks of life, you know, especially the Middle East, now they're looking at it as well. We have a very unforgiving heart and it takes strength to forgive. And we need to forgive because our kids will start to have an unforgiving heart. And then they won't talk to each other. And then you grow old, you say, why don't they talk to each other? But then you look at yourself and say, why didn't I forgive when it was my opportunity? So it's going to be a day of remembrance where you can think of someone that you've hurt or someone that's hurt you. You ask for forgiveness or you ask them to forgive you.
Danny, you're a strong man. You're a brother to all of us. And your strength has been very inspirational to all of us. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Danny Abdullah.
Thank you for your time.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.